Havana Twist by Leah Matera. Copyright 1998 by Leah Matera. This unabridged recording of the reading of Havana Twist was published by arrangement with Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 1999 by Blackstone Audiobooks, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Anna Fields. This book is 271 pages long. Havana Twist by Leah Matera. Chapter 1. I often hear people complain about their mothers, but I'd celebrate if all my mother did was skewer me with advice and bore me with anecdotes. I think anyone who hasn't had to bail her mother out of jail cells full of demonstrators is lucky. Anyone who can guiltlessly utter a cynicism or consort with an occasional Republican is lucky. My mother once organized a petition drive to oust the man of my dreams from office. Needless to say, that cooled the romance. And she'd objected to every job I'd held since graduating from law school, except the ones that didn't pay enough to live on. Even now that I'm a sole practitioner, there's no convincing her I'm not holding up the capitalist structure. But the capper, as far as I'm concerned, was last year, when my mother flew to Cuba with a bevy of gray-haired brigadistas, then failed to return with them. When 14 sweet and unpretentious women dedicated to not hugging their children with nuclear arms filed off the plane, I could tell by their faces that something was wrong. Global Exchange and the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom had, by natural selection, assembled an extensive...